tell everyone there.
Tattletale Con.
Where we tell everyone
he did it productions.
I thought about doing an open mic safe space.
Open mic.
And it's just like the most offensive people go there.
This is the draft. For anybody coming to watch.
So he's gonna go, and then I kind of just lead the way.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
What I'll do is, well, I cock the gun, and then I introduce the podcast, and then I guess I'll just, we do it different times. I'll just point to each of you, and you can kind of say who you are and where people can find you and stuff, and what you do.
Yeah.
Like stand-up comedy.
You just kind of follow my charge when I go.
Baby, baby, baby.
I can hear myself and my thing.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Everyone here?
Yo.
All right.
Pya.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. My name is Mac. I'm a threat to democracy, the original bad boy comedy, and your least favorite comic. I'm here joined by...
Mike,
as always,
my Dylan.
What do you do, Dylan?
Well, I gamble incessantly, borrow from my friends.
No, he's on vacation.
He promised to pay him back.
We don't,
but I never do.
No, Dylan always pays his debts. He's like a Lannister.
Yeah.
And we can't tell anybody where he is, but he's on a secret vacation. You guys will all realize where what it all is once he gets back.
Meskwaki, Iowa.
He's saving freedom right now.
In Russia.
Yeah.
He's fighting on the front lines.
Right,
he switches sides.
Right here we got Julia.
Julia Stoyanova.
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 Yes.
Yeah, for Stoyanova. The Americans, Stoyanova. For the Bulgarians,
Stoyanova.
Stoyanova. Yeah.
I like that more. Stoyanova.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pronounce it like that. I've been pronouncing it the American way.
Yeah, as you should. I like it more.
I guess we're in America, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm always very organized with this podcast and do a bunch of different segments, you know? So let's start with like a super like soft topic or something. Like we'll start with like... abortion or the Ukraine war, or
like,
you know, Israel Palestine. I'll start with the easy one, you know, like,
yeah,
that we can all agree on. Like,
yeah.
The one
I'm glad we have on sunglasses because they're kind of like a mask, it's more freeing. Like,
it is
when you have this little separation between the walls,
yeah, it feels like the whole world can't see you,
and
they can.
So
and
I can just say what I mean,
All right. Folks. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you stay tuned for the Patreon episode that is right after this one. That's going to be the one where we actually have fun and say wild things. Mike is super racist. He's going to say some super racist shit.
Born that way.
Julia's wildly a sexist. So
anti-everything.
Right. So I'm kind of worried about what they're going to say. So for their careers, I'm putting that behind the paywall. So stay tuned after. What you guys been up to today? Are you guys dating, married?
Today, cat business. We share a cat. That's the extent of our relationship.
You got a cat?
We're bonded by a cat.
Nice. That is kind of
It's a black and white cat.
Yeah.
It's
black
a tuxedo.
And white?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Little mulatto
and
cat
you're
action.
Black and you're white. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you see the
it's
theme?
Symbolic.
You're picking up on it. If we call it at the same time, it just spins in a circle.
No, when he acts crazy, I'm like, this is the black part in you. And when he's act very insane, I'm like, that's the white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when it starts licking itself, I go, that's the white
part. Definitely.
Self-care.
Right.
Yeah. And when I call him to come into the room and he is late to it, that's the black part.
Yeah.
Right.
But he definitely listens to me when I say, get your black ass back in the house.
Right.
True. He's responding
because
more to
technically
that.
His ass does have nothing but black fur.
Yeah, when you catch him like selling weed or something, it's the black one.
Yeah.
His asshole is pink though. So
that's true.
Oh, well, we're all pink on the inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Judge a cat by the content of its character, not the color of its fur.
That
that's
is
what, that's
poetic.
What, that's what Cat and Luther King always huge Captain Luther King Jr. Kitten Luther King. Wait, Martin Luther Kitten Jr.
You were trying to say Malcolm X?
There we go. All right. Malcolm X.
I'd like to see that on a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm kicked out of the
rainbow
color. South Side already.
Yeah.
Just I'm allowed
the intro.
There. Shit. Oh, that's my spot. Except People Nation is always gunning at me. They don't like me. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Folk.
That is a heavy mic. I'm like sitting here and I'm like, okay. I'll use my two hands.
I forgot who it was when they were on the pod. They kept going away from their face because it was too heavy for them.
You got to find a way to suspend it from the ceiling like an old Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah, what I do is I just lean back and go like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. I need to hold this for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I can't do more Pretty than much. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get stronger.
Yeah.
I'm afraid everybody's going to see how weak my wrists are as this goes on. It's just
yeah. You can't do this for that long of time.
No.
Flick of the wrist. I got to mention, we're sponsored by Jepson's Malort, folks. It's the best liqueur in Chicago, the best drink. Make sure you get it, because as they say, Jepson's Malort, it's good.
Yeah, that's a hell of a slogan. It's right on the nose.
Confirm.
Yeah, I've come up with a lot of different slogans for Malort. I don't know what their official one is. They gave me a t-shirt, and on the back of it, it says, tonight's the night. You fight your dad.
Oh yeah, I had a bracelet like that from them. Yeah.
They gave me a bunch of merch like that. But that's a good one. I'm sure they've had several ones over time.
Yeah.
But they also paid for the Malort tattoo on my back.
That's fire.
Yeah,
you have a Malort tattoo on your back.
It's really just a Chicago shield, but because that's what their logo is. It doesn't say Malort anywhere or anything. I kind of wanted to get a Chicago tattoo, and then John, rest in peace, from Lincoln Lodge. He didn't die. He just doesn't work there anymore.
He's dead to us.
No, like, I was actually there that night. People say like that he like did something bad. He didn't do anything. We'll talk about it behind the Patreon. But I was right next to him.
I like that tease.
I was right next to him that night. Yeah. But that Lincoln Lodge was the fun Lincoln Lodge. Now Lincoln Lodge, not fun Lincoln Lodge.
Lincoln Lodge sells herbal drinks now.
What the fuck? Why?
Look at that.
What's that? Like the S.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, with the shenanigans
no
in
one,
it.
No one wants that. They need to go back to White Claws and Malort. That's
get rid of everything
foundation.
Except for Malort and White. Malort's so good, I haven't had a drink in 6 years. So I'm hopping off the wagon for Malort today. You see this? It's all going to be gone along with any of my self-respect and future plans.
Oh, no. I might be checking out, too.
That should be
from his life.
That should be their slogan. Like, tonight's the night I end my sobriety. That's what their whole branding is behind. Yeah.
My relationship with everybody.
Trash your life and style.
Fall back off the wagon.
Malort.
That's great. Fall off, back off the wagon.
Yeah.
Jepson's Malort.
I never remember. Is it on the wagon or off the wagon?
Off the wagon. Normally, sobriety is on the wagon.
Where's the wagon headed to?
The wagon is.
What is a wagon?
Come from a country that still uses them.
Yeah.
What is a wagon?
Isn't that the primary way you guys bring things around?
The wagon is like the big wooden wheels and the
like the red thing with four wheels on it.
And the horse is in front.
Like a car with horse?
No, like a cart. More like a cart with wheels on it.
It's like a wooden car with no engine.
I love explaining what a wagon is.
We're worthless.
I've never had to do this.
We're worthless.
Someone like 2 years old.
No, God no. That's what gets me. Like we're in 2025, and technology is way the fuck out there. But if we had to start over with just the three of us in the room, who's making a wagon?
No.
We're fucked.
I can make a wagon. I'm actually pretty handy.
I'll be the horse.
What?
Yeah, I'm a handy guy. I could make fire probably and a wagon. I'll make the wheel, and then you guys go from there.
All right, but see, if we're starting from scratch, you got to know how to make the hammer. You got to know how to make all that shit,
Yeah, but
man.
You can use a rock instead of a hammer.
All right, you say so.
bro. I'm like a
toilet paper. You I'm know like, how long like, it would take to name? Figure out toilet
I'm like,
paper?
I'm like MacGyver with everything. I can make I can dismantle a bomb using a straw and a paper clip and something else.
Most I ever made was a water bong with a
water bong?
Bottle. Yeah, a gravity bong.
With a bucket
like
of
when
water
I was working
bottom?
Construction. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't even smoke weed. I know I make a gravity bong.
Yeah. Oh, so you're just calling me an asshole. All right, fair enough.
You know, it might just mean that I'm a super genius.
Yeah. There is that. No.
That makes a lot of sense. Mankind has never seen.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Do you think with just the items on the table you could take over like a medieval like castle?
Probably not.
How many people are in the castle?
I do think that one tank would destroy the Spartan 300.
Oh yeah,
because they wouldn't be able to get in.
Yeah, fair
you
enough.
Know, you like just, they can use their spears all they want. They could try to stuff the barrel of it.
A Subaru Outback could take care of you. Just park it in front of that little gap they were trying to get through.
That's the car of choice for lesbians, is a Subaru Outback. I think only lesbians drive that car.
I've seen one of those with 20-inch spinners before.
Really?
In Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow. It's in my... I mean, in from what I've seen in life, it's only lesbians that have dogs.
Mm.
Big dogs they put in the back of that Subaru Outback.
Oh, in the flatbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all talk like this. Like, what's up? I'm a lesbian. I love lesbians. I got a gay brother. I have nothing against them. I'm just saying they drive a lot of Subarus.
They're so similar, gay brothers and lesbians.
I'm just saying to the whole LBGTZ.
I'm sure they know you're an ally.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
It's always a good joke, right? Just saying a bunch of letters.
All right. So it's been 7 minutes. Is there anybody we haven't offended yet?
We haven't what?
I said, is there anybody we haven't offended yet?
We got white people, black people, lesbians. We haven't gone trans yet. That's for the Patreon.
Okay. Another teaser. I like this.
Is the abortion also for the Patreon?
Abortion. We can do Patreon. Yeah, we'll do abortion on Patreon. Okay. Let's start. What are your guys' job approval rating on Volodymyr Zelensky? I think that he's not good.
As far as a fundraiser, I mean, he's A+.
He's an
status.
Excellent actor and fundraiser. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I would say that Donald Trump might be the best stand-up comedian in the world.
He's up there.
I mean, he can just off the top of his head, drop an hour and a half.
We were talking with him that his comedy timing is so... It's so on point.
It's
but the problem
clear.
Is that he doesn't even know it. He just do it naturally.
He does.
And I'm like, if he actually start acknowledging this.
I think he knows it to some. I mean, he's an older guy. Yeah. And he's also been doing a lot of public speaking his whole life. He's always been in the spotlight as a businessman too.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I think he does it on accident sometimes, but a lot of times it's on purpose.
That's like the wild horse. Like, once you put a saddle on it, it never runs the same.
He's very focused on, I know he's very focused on, like, aesthetics of things. And also, apparently, like, when he's telling his aide to write up the tweets that he sends out, because he says them and then they just write them down.
Oh, my God.
Because he doesn't want to type them. So he has, like, particular words that he says, capitalize that word, and then, or capitalize the whole thing. But he does try to put emphasis on certain things.
Oh my God. You know what? Bob Keane posted something that actually made me laugh so hard. He said,
I love Bob Keane.
Yeah, we love Bob Keane.
I definitely don't want to kill Bob Keane at all.
No, we're saving him. He's safe.
Sorry, unalive him.
YouTube. Yeah, he's safe. he said that. He said that Donald Trump, this is what happened when you give a heckler a microphone. And I totally agree.
I don't know. I think. Bob Keane, in comparison to Donald Trump, stand-up comedy-wise, Trump destroys him. It's not even close. It's like,
in a roast battle, Trump destroys
him. I think Trump would
wreck him without any preparation.
No, forget Bob Keane, about Bob. Yeah. Trump will destroy 95% of the comics
in not
Chicago.
Because the roast battles now are intricate. It's like a style and aesthetic people practice, and it's jokes within jokes, like Russian essence. Donald Trump will just go, you're stupid.
It's a schoolyard. Yeah, it's awesome. That's what I've been going to for insults. Yeah. I just go to old schoolyard ones like, no one likes you or something like that. Yeah.
Your head looks like a bull.
You don't even have any friends.
Yeah. Your head looks like a bush. Bush head bowl.
you're gay.
Robbing Bob, that's what they call him. And everybody go,
he's homeless, folks. he sleeps upside down like a
and
bat.
Not the good kind of homeless.
Him and Ariel Julie sleep upside down like a bat under the Belmont Bridge, folks. They're bats. They're homeless bats, folks.
He's Canadian.
I'm not Mac. I'm Trump.
I was actually hanging out with those two on Super Bowl night at John Hickok's house. I got trapped. But I don't remember if I was friends with them or not by the end of the night because I blacked out. But I was cool with them at the beginning of the night, probably not by the end of the night.
How often do you black out?
Not that often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't been going out that much. I've been going out like once a week.
All right.
That's a decent number.
Yeah. It sounds like you're trying to convince us or yourself.
Yeah.
Well, so compared to when I first started doing stand up and North Bar was around, I would just go to North Bar like four or five days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, I was running a show and a mic there on Sundays, and then it closed down a month later.
I've done it a couple times. You had your mother come out to a few of those, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember
my mom's come out to quite a few shows. I try to limit her coming to shows.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet, though.
Yeah, but it's also, she always heckles me.
Yeah.
I have a viral TikTok clip. It got like 500,000 views, maybe, and it was my mom heckling me and me telling her to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You know what? I went to Bulgaria and did a show there, and my dad refused to come to it. So now you made me feel better. Well, maybe because I was also talking about sucking my black boyfriend's dick. I don't want to be there and listen about this in another language. So, yeah.
I'm glad you gave him the set list first so we could make a choice.
Yeah. I was like, can you approve this before you come? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever do stand up in Bulgarian-ish?
No, never done it in Bulgarian. No. I would never do.
Is that its own language, Bulgarian or no?
Bulgarian, yeah.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Do all those little countries there have their own language for the most part or no?
Yeah, I'll blow your mind. Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
But like, is Romanian a language?
A thing, yeah.
Okay.
Is there a language?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure out what countries are there. Moldova? Yeah. Is there Moldovan language?
Oh, you got me there, probably.
I'm trying to figure out all the countries that used to be Yugoslavia. It's really tough. Serbia, Bosnia.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans barely speaks the same language as us. So you could imagine that in Europe.
I love that accent. The Creole or just the swamp creature where you can barely understand it.
Yeah. Put it up and fry it.
Yep. I wish I spoke like that. I want to learn that.
Do you speak another language?
I took Spanish and Portuguese and French.
So no?
I know how to say hello in all of them and thank you. I took accelerated Portuguese in college, so I got my full language credits in 2 semesters. I just did that because it was a super easy teacher, but I barely learned any Portuguese.
I know a Portuguese song, which is surprising.
Obrigado, shrashbom, tudo bem. That kind of shit.
Mm.
It's just basic as shit.
All right. Somebody's been on Duolingo.
No. Yeah. I did it the classic way.
Uh-huh.
You take an easy college class on purpose because you heard it was easy.
Lying in school.
And you don't care at all about the language. Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Well, I went to Catholic grade school and public high school. So
what was that like?
It was, well, the language was French we were taught.
No, skip the languages, man. You know what we want to know about if you went to Catholic grade school.
Wait,
are the rumors true?
Oh, no.
Can somebody explain to me, what is the difference between Catholic school and a regular school?
Well, it's public school.
A lot of a lot of private meetings.
Well, no, I don't know.
It's just the main thing.
I don't know anybody. I don't know of anybody.
That's a rumor.
I don't know of anybody that got Gilbert graped. I mean, it's definitely a huge thing in the Catholic Church. Speaking of that, the Pope's dying, which, I mean, I think he was a bad pope. He was a political pope.
Didn't they just open like some 1,000-year-old door or something?
Five doors or something.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh, some kind of, it's supposed to be like a portal or something.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't hear much about it.
Yeah.
No, they opened
it. People were speculating it was a portal to hell.
Mm.
No, I'm disappointed now.
Yeah.
No, I think you were showing it to me.
And I'm like, I don't need a portal.
I think you were showing
it to me. No, I'm disappointed that nothing came out and killed us all.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what blew my mind is I think you were showing me, and then, like, when they opened it, there was already a camera inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Showing, like, the door being opened from the outside.
Well, the next thing they're opening up is Fort Knox to see if the gold's still there.
Is the gold there? We're going to find out.
It hasn't been audited since the 1950s.
Yeah.
No one's looked since the 1950s.
Hey, even if the gold is there, it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Fed, doesn't it?
It'll be cursed.
Yeah. Essentially. But if it's not there, that'd be bad. And we gotta figure out what the heck happened. Just like
$36 trillion in debt we are.
It's like a lot of money they found that was going to fraud.
It's not $36 trillion.
No. I mean, that's years of debt compounding.
Years?
We just need to get to
He did a calculation.
We need to balance the budget and then
it's impossible. That number is magic.
No, I mean
that number is make believe. 36 trillion is meaningless.
No, yeah. I know. I completely agree. all I'm saying is, if we balance the budget, we can stop adding to it. Balancing the budget is just balancing the yearly spending budget.
May I entertain you and the fans on YouTube?
Yeah.
85,600-ish seconds in a day.
Yeah.
1 million in seconds, 11.6 days. 1 billion in seconds is 31 years. 1 trillion in second, 31,000 800 years.
I heard
times 36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was telling me that I kind of check out like 30 seconds after that because that was too much to comprehend. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
All the money.
Right. Yeah. I heard a comparison. It's like, if you and Jesus, back when Jesus was born, started making $1 million together up until today, it wouldn't even be close.
No, it's make believe. It's how much does the U.S. government owe?
Yeah,
that's how much.
No, I know.
No, so it doesn't matter.
That's why we need everybody to go
buy anything you want. Finance everything and never pay.
Oh,
taxes smaxes.
The bubble is a scam. It's okay.
No.
Income tax might go away. There's talks of
that. That has to be good.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That can't have any repercussions at all.
Well, it could have. I mean, it depends how much they can cut spending. But if we rely more on a tariff system, we'll see how that works. It's out of the box idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See what happens.
Know. We haven't done it since the 1800s.
What, invade Canada?
I can't wait for that. I don't think we're going to invade Canada. I think all I want is like Alberta and Saskatchewan. I don't want the Trudeau land. The French part, those guys can stay there.
I just
want
to see Drake as an oligarch. As an evil emperor.
I could picture him wearing the frills, like a royalty duke or something.
Dispatch of anybody who is not like us.
Yeah. What's he doing now? Did Kendrick
Being depressed
ruin him?
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably it.
Somebody needs to check on
him. He's probably
at
Mark II.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He's drinking at Mark II.
That's a shitty bar, folks. But it's right next to the Red Room, which is an awesome club
that she runs shows
at. So I go to shows there. It's right like the in Rogers Park on the Evanston-Chicago border.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And if
check
you want to get crazy after that, stay in Mark II.
Yeah. Till 4 a.m.
If you want to get in like
5 a.m. Saturdays.
Yeah. If you want to get in like a knife fight or break a bottle and stab someone, that's the spot for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend going there with the little face thing that LeBron James used when he hurt his nose. Just something to cover your face. Between the hours of 3:30 and 4:47 a.m.
You need to go there with a shield.
The items on the table, you should take with you.
Definitely go there with a shield.
Chainmail.
Chainmail. And a chain on your wallet. Yeah. Just don't go there, honestly.
You don't see that much anymore. Chains on wallets?
No, you're going to get me in trouble. No, Mark II is amazing.
Fantastic. Shout out Tony.
I like Mark II is fun.
There you go.
Just don't go there until the last hour. That's
it.
Yeah,
it's
really
that's
fun
it.
Aside from that.
Yeah. Yes.
Free pool, by the way.
But if you're wild, just stay there for the last hour, too. That's fine, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's on you.
Yeah, that's on you. We can't vouch for that.
Yeah. 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 College kids and hooligans.
Yeah. Yeah, and high school kids from Evanston.
Yeah, with fake IDs. Yeah. I take all that back.
That was
nothing
me.
Illegal.
Allegedly. We need to start using that word. Yep.
No, that was when I was in high school. I'm not saying anymore. Yeah, I'm saying back in the day. There used to be this place called The Keg in Evanston, a bar, and it was essentially a high school bar. There was always more high school kids there than like college people from Northwestern or anything like that. They got shut down, unfortunately. I would give my driver's license to the bouncer and have a folded $10 bill behind it.
Under it, yeah.
Yeah. So he was knowingly letting me sell my age on the time.
That was slick.
Oh, he was still like kind of looking at.
Well, he was pretending to look at the ID.
Yeah, that's the courtesy.
And then
he
felt the
security.
Bill on the bottom. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean.
McLevin has my exact same birthday, off by 1 year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. These days, I mean, everything's corrupt, you know, so you got to do some corruption.
Yeah, you have to.
I think the whole government's corrupt. Everyone's corrupt. I'm not, except for me. I'm a bastion of truth. And
oh, yeah. Well, if you say up front, I'm corrupt, are you corrupt?
No.
Then you're just honest.
Yeah.
Honest and untrustworthy, but not corrupt.
I think you're still corrupt. You're just an honest.
I've been trying to be
corrupt-y.
I've been trying to become corrupted by the deep state for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I missed it on the gravy train. Because I guess USAID was doling out money for propaganda.
Yeah.
And the State Department. And now they're not doing that money anymore. I missed the gravy train. I called them. I called USAID. I talked to the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they wouldn't sponsor the podcast.
Why don't they call it USAID?
Because it's the problem is that's not really what it is. So they frame it as a humanitarian department, but in reality, what it's made for is kind of propagandizing other countries and toppling governments, soft power.
Mm.
It's CIA's piggy bank, kind of.
There you go.
So they cut a lot of that out.
Mm. Well, if you want to be corrupt, trade in your Malort sponsorship for a Ciroc sponsorship, and you're on your way.
I'll stop talking shit about the deep state if you just... I mean, I'll say that the deep state is awesome. You just give me money.
Yeah.
Give me money, and I will say any propaganda that you want. Anything.
That is a great marketing.
I will tell you that Joe Biden is smart as a tack, that he can bench press 3,000 pounds.
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear. I'm basically, right now, I'm demonstrating what I can do for you guys. So deep state, give me a call. I'm sure you can find my number.
773.
You hear
312
that? That's the sounds of your subscriber count blowing through the roof.
Hey guys, we'll release my phone number behind the Patreon. So if you want my number, folks, it's a very valuable number to have. Mm. I'm gonna release it
for 50 cents
behind the paywall. Actually, right now, so it's $3.99 a month, but I'm raising it to $100 a month.
Oh hell yeah! Oh. I like that, man.
So nobody else can listen.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Well, you got to set your standards, man. Standards and parameters.
March 1st, Patreon's $100 a month. It's my,
for a woman's month, I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Nipsey Hussle did with his mixtape. Made it $100, and Jay-Z bought 100 copies.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Because, USAID and the State Department, they bought a bunch of subscriptions to like Politico and Reuters.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be one of those.
Oh,
they bought like the very premium subscription that was like $13,000 each.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is I'm putting a hand out, an olive branch to the deep state.
Hell yeah.
So I can be their propaganda arm.
News on the front line. I like it.
So I can spew lies, but I'll pretend that the truth. You know,
it's
important.
Truth framed in a new format.
Right. I'll call true things disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks getting Twitter and then learning the truth about a lot of things. I don't know if you guys have had that moment yet in your life.
I am not on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, maybe don't go on it because you can't go back. Let you learn a lot of truths.
I installed it and I was there for 5 minutes and I was like, that's not for me.
It's I've noticed it's gotten more balanced what comes on my feed. So I did see that it was more right wing slated, and then it's gotten a lot more balanced out more recently.
Well, that's the thing.
I think this the users of it too. It's pr- pretty close to 50-50 in political leanings.
Well, that's the thing. I like living my life being under a rock.
Good, yeah.
Mm. And the only reason that I'm dating him is
to taking the blue pill,
give me some information what is happening outside of the house. And yeah, he's my only source of information.
That's good. No, honestly, take the blue pill. Nothing. Yeah.
No, for real. Don't never. No. I watched that movie and I was like, you dumb as fuck for taking that pill.
Yeah, I took that pill and...
that's the most dangerous thing.
I took the red pill in Ibiza. Yeah. And then I learned the truth.
No, thank you.
But absolutely everybody today just watches whatever they want to watch and then goes, well, that's the truth because this random person I've never met said it.
Well, what I like about...
So I'm going to go out and spread the truth.
Well, the problem is the TV media, like corporate media, is all just...
Walter Cronkite?
Same exact Mockingbird headlines. Yeah. If you just look up something, it'll be all...
Yeah.
Threat to democracy on the same day.
Sure, sure.
I'm a threat to democracy. They should be saying that on the news. Mm. Okay? I'm way more of a threat to democracy than Trump or Elon Musk. Probably combined.
Yeah.
That's how much of a threat to democracy
you are. A focal point. We are being watched right now.
It is kind of crazy that, you know, when a president gets elected, that's a threat to democracy. When they get democratically elected. Mm. I think that's kind of crazy. Right? Mm-hmm. Weird.
I like the swing. I like the swing. I don't like either side being in charge for too long.
Yeah, same. I agree. Well, I think both sides have been kind of the same. I think it's all been kind of theater, and it's just been run by the people that are there past term limits, lifelong appointees that are there.
Are you saying the real powers, old Donald Rumsfeld, Nancy Pelosi, and them?
It started with Bill Clinton. But yeah, I mean, what led up to the Ukrainian war is just us just moving NATO east. They went to hit the border. We just kept poking Putin in the eye.
Putin did draw a lot of red lines in the sand.
He did, dude.
All right, look, hey, it's going to be a problem if you guys cross this. God damn it. All right, never mind.
I know.
The next line.
Dude.
All right.
I am telling you.
I don't like Putin, but he's held a lot of restraint on this. I mean, he could have just done an Armageddon, a nuclear Armageddon already. And also, I guess...
nobody wants to rule ashes in a parking lot, though.
During Biden's... I know, but he would... apparently, he has a missile system that if... Russia gets completely destroyed. It's called the Black Hand. So it just basically launches all their nukes at America if he dies.
Well, there's a declassified story from the U.S. military that they did. They ran a, you can look it up. They ran a simulation that it was nuclear war and was like, all right. And a lot of the people, you have to be an officer in order to turn the key and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they said, all right, hey, look, it's the real thing. Boom, 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 boom. Do your and everything came down to it. And a X amount of them didn't turn their key. They froze up in the moment.
Yeah.
When it was time to boogie, they thought it was real deal time to boogie.
It's mutually assured destruction if any nukes go off, really.
It's still a person that has to turn the shit.
Wait, so they lied to them that, hey.
Lied to them. This is
it's time.
This was a classified story, got unclassified, and America ran a fake drill and had the people involved believe it was real and was like, all right, do everything you got to do.
Kill the
and
whole world.
X amount of them were like, ooh.
America does so much bad things around the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just, it's
not as bad
so
as Genghis Khan, but yeah.
I mean... I mean, if you... No, for real. I mean, if you want to like, if you want to include our soft power that causes revolutions in certain places, and like the Congo and Rwanda right now, or the Ukrainian war, we definitely had a hand in provoking that for sure. I mean, Putin's a bad guy. I totally agree. But yeah, we crossed. Mm-hmm. We also got rid of the. There was like a non-proliferation agreement about nukes. And munitions and stuff, and we just pulled out of that treaty to stop making those.
Oh yeah,
and Russia kept being like, "Stop! What the fuck are you guys doing?" And they just kept adding more countries to NATO, surrounding them, and basically trying to choke them off. And then once Ukraine is trying to join NATO, they're just like,
"Putin,
we
just
told you
walk
so
up
many times."
Yeah.
I mean, he would have looked like a huge bitch if he didn't. To be honest, but they could have had that war ended when, you know, they had like a deal signed, and then Boris Johnson in 2022 went over there and like told Zelensky like not to sign anything.
Mm.
It's wild. It's wild that we're just pushing money in there over there for people over there to die too.
Yeah.
Mm. I just think it needs to end. I think all war should end.
Well, good luck with that.
Too much money in war.
I'm world peace. My meta world peace.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be interesting. Her on energy drinks is like feeding a gremlin after midnight. Oh, Mogwai is about to get active.
I love them. So much.
Certainly does.
That's why I never drink them because I can't stop.
You get high off energy drinks.
Yeah, I do, and then I can't sleep for 3 days.
What was the name? What was the name of Dave Chappelle's crackhead? Hamana, 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 hamana.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't remember. Was it Crackhead Dave or something?
It might have been something like that.
I like Ashy Larry. That was a good character. Oh,
yeah.
Chappelle show.
Oh, yeah.
He's ashy.
Donnell Rollins. Shout out Donnell.
Yeah. He's probably listening. He's a big listener.
He should be.
Yeah.
I think he follows all of my content in the shadow with his burner accounts.
Yeah, Donnell JFK Rowling. How about that?
Yeah,
JK wow. Rowling, sorry. Wow, yeah. Actually, that's even better. Donnell JFK Rowling.
I see what you're doing. There we go.
That's three people in one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting AI.
My brain's built different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm built different.
I hear these things.
Don't get an energy drink either.
No. Oh, no, I've already had a bunch of caffeine today. I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else I just don't survive.
That might be the number one drug in America, isn't it?
Oh.
It has to be.
Yeah. I mean,
caffeine
in general.
Yeah. I think it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a country that they're like, ew, coffee.
Right.
And the prices are so arbitrary.
Yeah.
Like, what they make you pay for a dried up seed.
Yeah. It's very true.
Like Starbucks charges $18 for it. And by the way, shout out to America. I still say small, medium, large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Starbucks. You're not gonna make me confused.
I say, I'm like, can I get a medium? I mean tall. I mean medium.
No.
I honestly get confused every time I get to the counter.
Yeah.
I don't even bother.
I think that was an old Gallagher bit.
I get really worried. When I get to the counter,
mm.
I have an anxiety attack.
No.
I'm pretty sure they know.
I say with my chest out, let me get a large.
I just say,
I mean an American large.
I just say, give me a coffee. coffee black.
You be busting it up.
Give me a
don't put any Italian shit in my coffee. Like milk foam.
Yeah. I don't want any fancy bullshit in there. I have grit. Give me a fucking black coffee.
I thought you were going to go with the black coffee is always late. I've been waiting.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Black, strong, and...
Here we go.
And
going for three.
Something about Serena Williams.
Something else. I don't know.
Coffee beans.
Michelle Obama, woman or man?
Oh, yeah, you're not getting me in February. Reading your book, Miss Obama. Mrs. Obama.
We'll see. No, we'll never know. There's no way to... actually, they could find out, probably.
Mm, that would be... Yeah,
wait,
that would
happened?
Be a hell of a thing.
A lot of people think that Michelle Obama's a man.
What?
A lot.
No.
I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Europe just getting back to us for us trying to prove that their presidents are men?
Yeah.
Or first ladies, whatever.
It was so funny. Did you see the UK prime minister punching a punching bag? He's trying to look tough, but it was like embarrassing. He was punching like a, I don't want to say like a girl, like a toddler.
Who is the governor of California? What's his name again?
Newsom.
Did you see him? Did you see him when he tried to do a sham god? When he tried to do a basketball move in China and then ran over the little kid? This is during the election cycle last year.
I think you showed me that video.
He was trying to do a crossover into a sham god.
He's the worst guy.
Tween. And there's this is yo China America relations right now is shaky as hell. And he was like ooh, ooh, and then he fell and took out an 8-year-old Chinese boy.
He knocked down a Chinese kid. Thanks, Gavin Newsom.
Knocked down him
like you did.
Jesus. Got up and fixed his hair like Johnny Bravo and kept it moving.
So he ruins our Chinese-American relationship, one of the most fragile relationships. And then he burns down his whole state.
He gave him a slap on the buns.
Yeah, probably. Good game.
He should probably get a promotion.
Are you saying the Cali fires were an inside job? come on, threaten democracy.
In a way. I mean, they were doing... It was like they set up a perfect storm of everything, like to not do fire mitigation and not letting any of the water out of the stuff, to like so much that it couldn't be just a coincidental fire that burned down the whole state.
Yeah, so there's a fire there every four months.
I don't know if they necessarily started the fire, but they definitely had the conditions that it was a tinderbox.
Are you saying they didn't start the fire? It was always burning.
I think maybe he did start
the
fire. As
the world's been turning,
and it's. It's always burning since the world's been turning. But apparently there's like a line kind of California like could become an island. There's like a river that if there's like certain tectonic plate shifts or like certain type of earthquake, it'll separate from the U.S. And so I've been going over
San Andreas Fault, I believe.
I've been going over there to California and just like
just jumping up
away.
And down.
I've been stepping
really hard on one particular area.
I have a hammer and chisel. I'm trying to hit. I'm just hitting.
Are you telling
me
this is going to turn California into an island?
Yeah. I've been using that to try to cut California off the U.S.
So I have a question for you because I asked her. The news cycle is crazy, right? After 4 days now, your story, it's out of here. But didn't somebody just fly a helicopter into the back of a plane?
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about it whatsoever. No names have been released. No nothing's been given out.
It was...
Hamas?
No, it was...
Your father?
A woman.
ISIS?
It actually was. I'm not saying women are bad at flying. I'm just saying the facts of the situation. They're just bad at driving.
No.
But it was. It was a woman, and she was just like a...
I thought that was the plane in Canada that just came in upside down.
That was also a woman.
Wait,
too.
There were three people.
Did I lead you into that?
There were three people. Who were the other two?
The other two...
Were they also women?
No, they were men, but they weren't piloting it. No. But it was, this person.
It's confirmed.
They didn't have a lot of like flight hours. And if you're running
a
drill like that,
it was a training mission, I think they were saying.
It was. Yeah. So it's one of those types of missions where you do it with the lights off. It's like continuity of government drill where you're flying the president away in case like the White House gets blown up or some shit.
Oh, yeah, no. 747s with all their lights going on in the pitch black with the lights from the runway are hard to see.
I do know that she worked for the Biden administration at one point, which is kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe she, wanted to go out with a bang. There's a lot of possibilities. There's no definitive stuff on this, but that's who it was.
What are these glasses doing to me?
I'm so happy that I have them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm red pilling you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I could tell you all the truths about everything. What other secrets do you guys need to know about?
Oh, no. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to just wash the ceiling for 5 hours thinking about it.
They're saying the Kennedy stuff's coming out. Second shooter.
Yeah, it was... that was all...
Back
directed by Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeah. It wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald. It was a patsy. It wasn't him.
Get out of here.
But it was two or more shooters, yeah.
Donald Sutherland was right the whole time.
He was actually one of the shooters.
Yeah. In between movies.
It was dropping hints all along.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it was like confirmed that it was LBJ orchestrated it. Who he was JFK's vice president. And fucked up. Mm-mm. But I think the reason everyone's dead from back then, pretty much, that was in charge. But the reason they don't want to release the files, it could implicate other countries.
that we're currently allied with, which we don't know.
Oh, I thought the Italian mafia is from New Jersey.
They're part of it, too. They're also in Congress. Nancy Pelosi.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another one that she's got sold.
She's worth $220 million. She makes $200 grand a year.
Yeah, I follow her stock tips. I'm independently wealthy.
Yeah.
There was another one that just got sold. I even called you about it. What was it? The Jack the Ripper. After 130 years.
They found out who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polish immigrant, wasn't it?
Some Polak.
Really?
Glad you said it. She's European. She can say these things.
I knew they were stupid.
No, I still can't.
I knew
actually, I am 30% Polish, so I guess I can shit on
how many of you does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Yeah, I don't know if a Polish person would be smart enough to put on all those problems.
All right, the double down.
Here it comes.
I'm like,
and the
paywall
is supposed to be
Polish.
Worse than this?
And he was an immigrant in the country. Yeah.
Oh, he was an immigrant? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
He was an immigrant going there being a barber.
We should have deported him. They should have deported
doing
him.
Some
just
side hustle. On the side.
Oh, my God.
I want to deport everyone that I disagree with, like Bob Keane. I want to deport Zach O'Ryan.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Hacko. Actually, he deported himself. To a different state.
He's out of here, is he?
Yeah. I also deported Matt Banwert.
No kidding.
I deported him to Austin. I just can't.
Every person who left Chicago, you're behind it.
Austin is the new Australia.
I propelled their way out with my soft power.
Oh,
just like the U.S. does with make changes.
Yeah, yeah. you're the black hand, huh?
I also have a proxy war going on in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
We actually have several patrons from Pittsburgh. Shout out to Pittsburgh. I helped defeat Stephen Hofstetter, who was he was ruining their comedy scene with like woke stuff, but like not letting anybody. He basically like took over all the spots kind of and started doing shows there. He's the guy known for like Guy Destroys Heckler or whatever, those videos.
Mm-hmm.
He was the original maker of those.
Mm.
And he moved from New York to Pittsburgh and bought a church and turned it into a place, kind of like an indentured servitude compound for comedians.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like a slavery compound.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Hofstetter has slaves, folks.
Heavy.
If that's the same, I think that rings a bell. And
he's like a ginger.
I'm pretty sure I book him at the den.
Mm.
I mean, it's probably good for tickets. I mean, he's big.
I got to check.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know because I want to come and be the heckler. He knows me. Me and him have gone back and forth in the DMs.
You're at odds.
But yeah, I deported him from Pittsburgh. I don't know where he is now. I think he's just kind of rumbling around.
Floating around. He's a hobo?
Yeah. Just like a tumbleweed.
Oh, my gosh. Just in the back of train cars.
Yeah, he hops on a cargo train. Made him lose all of his money with my soft power.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I have little birds everywhere.
Oh,
all across this nation. Got them in Pittsburgh, all over Chicago, in every circle. I got spies.
It's a new Cold War.
Yeah.
This is Big Brother stuff right here.
Yeah. I'm like a mini America, pretty much. I got my
I can't believe
I got my fingers in the pockets and the circles of everything.
George Orwell thought 1984 was going to be like 2084.
Yeah, no, that's 2024.
No, it's definitely I think every decade could be like, it's just like he said.
Right. Some people, I mean, yeah, like in Germany, people getting arrested for like, you can get jailed for insulting somebody on the internet. Fucking wild.
Damn.
That's like some Stasi shit. Like, I don't know. It's like, I think the U.S. has been using our soft power to get them to go in that direction of like mass censorship and stuff like that. And then they way more rapidly got into that than we did. Because a lot of times Europe follows us culturally in certain ways. Either it's because just our cultural, like the natural cultural influence that we have through our entertainment and stuff, or through propaganda we put on the TVs.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's propaganda.
It's a lot of marketing, but I can confirm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what happened was we were projecting a lot of ideologies on them, and then they ended up taking it, ramping up faster because they had less resistance to it, I suppose, maybe, or maybe we were less susceptible to it.
And like, what's our propaganda? Fast and Furious 17?
No, just CNN, MSNBC, the Mockingbird Media.
Why would
even I don't even watch like Fox News because it's all either run by.
Well,
like if you watch the commercials of like I don't think that there's any government stuff in some of those networks, but like all the commercials are like big pharma commercials, so they don't talk about, they would never have RFK on, you know.
Well, the thing that is pissing me off right now, it's because abortion has been such a huge, you know, subject in America.
Mm-hmm.
In Bulgaria, has never been. You can go and just get an abortion for breakfast every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And now, because it's such a huge subject here, people are like, should we open this conversation and kind of rethink it? And I'm like, no, we've been doing great. Keep aborting people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like a thing that more culturally should be like, yeah, this should definitely be available, but like it shouldn't be the go-to form of birth control, you know?
Go-to?
Yeah.
Like a forced...
Like maybe take birth control.
Oh, well, sure.
If you're fucking a lot, you know?
Yeah, sure. Use condoms.
Yeah.
Like this should probably option for protection.
Right,
yeah.
This. Yeah, exactly.
But if you get there, get the C option.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree.
I vote for mandatory abortion under 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's my vote.
You know, the founder of Planned Parenthood wanted to do. Do you know this?
No.
It's not good. What? I'll save it for the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Tease number three. I just string them along. Oh, I got gotcha.
Yeah, I need to make a list of things that I just said. I've been to my phone number.
Your address.
Where's my iPad? I need to write down these promises. So I can
on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Did I bring my iPad in here?
Fancy, fancy.
Well, I guess I'll try to remember
what's
my promises.
The iPad? Oh, you want to?
I'm trying to write
down
my promises for the Patreon.
Talk about propaganda. Every single one of us has these fancy little rave scene laser light shows with unicorn farts in it.
Yeah. But it's better than smelling. Well, I was addicted to cigs.
It's not better than anything. Stop with the lies.
No, I'm not
it's
saying
it's actually worse.
No.
It's so much worse. Microdosing all day.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm macrodosed on nicotine,
of course.
Now. I'm not saying it's better for me in any way. It probably turns out these give you AIDS.
But yeah, certainly do.
All I'm saying is I don't smell like cigs.
It's the only plus.
I can smoke inside.
You smell like a pretty girl on her way to her quinceañera.
Yeah, right. My perfume is on fleek at all times.
How is this not marketed to people 30 years younger than me?
It is.
It is.
It is made for 12 years.
Yeah.
Old.
It sucks. You can't.
This beats Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man. Because
you can't
day.
Buy these in Cook County.
They have the flavored ones. They have Bluetooth ones now that tell you your phone's ringing. I was telling her, I'm just waiting
I think this one is.
When it starts playing Tetris, it's over.
I'm waiting
the
one
when
with
your phone becomes of the vape also.
Yeah.
Just put the vape tip on the top of your
I'm waiting for the one with the Tamagotchi. That would be fun for me.
Yeah.
When these come in subscriptions, it's a wrap.
Or like new little nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's the next. See, remember when Israel...
With the 007 with the pagers?
Yeah, up
in my face.
With the
Mossad
and the pagers? Yeah, what if someone did that with vapes?
Oh, that would be, I wouldn't like it.
I don't even want to make that suggestion because I'm going to get wrecked.
I would be hot under the collar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I really hope terrorists aren't listening because that's a good idea.
The one thing about that really, like, bummed me out, because I'll save my actual thoughts for the Patreon. But what bummed me is that Netanyahu got on camera and he did the, bro, you just did a tactical whatever and took out whoever.
He's a piece of shit. Yeah.
But then he had somebody film him and he like put his glasses on. He was like, Netanyahu, Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, did you just cut a wrestling
James
promo?
Bond shit. Yeah.
For war? Bro, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Man. That's too much.
Yeah. We'll talk more about him behind the Patreon. I love these Israeli
find
people.
Out this and more.
Find out if I think Netanyahu's good or not. After I already said that he's not. Behind the paywall, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
It turns out that he likes him.
Yeah. It might turn out I'm a huge fan.
When he takes his sweater off, your mind kabloom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're not giving away anything.
Yeah. Nope.
He's not a threat to democracy like I am.
No.
He
not
wishes
even in the
he
same
was.
League. Not playing the same game.
You combine fucking everybody. You combine him and Putin and Zelensky, who technically is a dictator right now because he's not having an election.
Cons.
And Hitler, Stalin. Oh, I'm just saying threat to democracy wise, not like thoughts wise. I'm more of a threat to democracy than all of them.
Yeah. But I still say Genghis Khan holds the crown.
He has the crown of the most kids in, like there's a huge percentage of people that are related.
The Mongolian culture, irrevocably, I think it's 1 out of 18.
Yeah,
is directly linked.
Yeah, he fucks a lot,
a whole lot.
No abortions. He was like, nah.
He's responsible for the Great Wall of China. A wall you can see, some carpentry you can see from space because this guy.
Elon's building his own He's population trying. For Mars.
He's trying. He's naming his kids in Morse code. Elon Musk is a baby daddy.
Yeah. He's like, you're too scared to go to Mars? I'm just going to send all my kids. All my kids aren't scared.
Oh, yeah.
I'm retarded.
That's a pretty decent Elon. Not a lot of people. You're ahead of the curve.
You know what? It's kind of mean when people talk shit about him because he's retarded.
Mm.
He has Asperger's.
Mm. Anybody with any affliction.
Anyone that says anything mean about him is ableist.
Anybody who has whatever affliction, if they have more money than me, especially times two, I'm punching up. Fuck Elon.
What if they're in a wheelchair?
It's probably electronic and fancy. Has an onboard computer.
Yeah, he'll be the first. I mean, what if he's a robot right now, being controlled by? Like, what if the one we're seeing on TV is robot Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is at home?
They need to up his cool stat attributes or whatever. Because when he's jumping around, he looks pretty goofy.
Yeah, he needs some refreshments.
Yeah.
But he's accidentally howling Hitler. Yeah.
He needs to get the black achievement and just have a little bit more swagger.
Oh yeah. I was listening to Tim Dillon. He was just talking about like. We just need less of Elon bombing on stage and more of Trump just killing on stage. It's just cringe.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're going to find like earrings of power and put them on and do a dance that links them. And that'll be that'll be the perfect
dictator. He tries really hard to be cool. He even went bad comedy route and wore sunglasses and a chain on. I'm not wearing a chain right now, but I normally do.
Mm.
He did that on during, I think it was at CPAC at a big conference. No, and he had a chainsaw, but that was because the head of Argentina, he campaigned with the chainsaw, saying they were going to cut regulations, and he gifted Elon Musk a chainsaw. Mm. So Elon Musk, during this talk, he had a weapon, sunglasses, a hat, and a chain, and he's white.
Yeah.
Normally only black guys do that.
Yeah, you should definitely litigate.
He is African American, though.
Mm-hmm.
DEI. Mm-hmm. You know.
All right.
There you go.
We'll talk about DEI on Patreon.
Oh, nice segue.
I gotta see where we're at time wise. Hold on.
Is it time for the Patreon? What's up, babe?
Not too much. I mean, we've just destroyed our comedy and production careers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, outside of that, at least we have each other.
We got
and
just a
cat.
Few minutes left, guys. and you guys.
No, we're back.
And you guys.
Hey, missus.
You guys haven't ruined anything. If anything, just blame it on me.
Oh, God.
No, you're fucked.
This is PG-13 compared to what we talk about.
For this podcast. There's like two people.
Oh, God. No.
Yep. Well, we got the whole, we got the crew back there filming. Yeah. That's why we need you guys to join the Patreon.
Jamie, can you pull it up on the screen, please?
Well, yeah.
They're holding guns and just telling us what to say.
We got Steve, Linda back there. That's why we need your guys' Patreon. These people have kids.
Yeah.
You know, we got to pay.
Families to feed.
We're at the point where we can close this one off. So I want to do plugs. Do you have anything to plug?
Comics That Kill. First Wednesday of every month at the Laugh Factory. I host it there. And also the Real Rap Podcast, which Mac Knepper has definitely been a part of. And
I've been on
be
it with Jason.
Future.
Check it out. Yes, Real Rap Podcast, r.a.p.
Yeah. And the rap stands for regular ass people.
Mm-hmm. It's not Gilbert Grape.
Rippity rappity. Rippity hoppity. Yeah. Although I do have a rap part. You get it. Just
yeah. Check them out. Mike Knight. And then...
I am plugging the Red Room Comedy Club on the north side.
Folks, hit it up.
Yes, mm-hmm. We have shows every Fridays and Saturday, and we have an open mic if you want to try comedy on Wednesday.
It's got a beautiful red sign, Western.
Yes, and we are attached to a dive bar.
Yes,
so.
And it's amazing and not dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Before four.
Yeah, yeah. It's super safe before then. Just... Yeah. Leave at 4.
Did I mention free pool?
Maybe 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you have a weapon on you, you can stay past 4.
And they no longer sell allegedly sell single squares because that's illegal. And they also didn't allegedly just get raided by the police allegedly a week ago.
And they don't. they don't.
I said they don't.
Yeah. They don't serve high school kids either. They don't serve high school kids. That was the old management. The new management doesn't. I just want to say that, folks.
Get me out of here.
You got another hour to go.
Thank God I have the sunglasses because I was killing you.
this isn't me saying this.
Guys, join the Patreon at patreon.com/badcomedy. That's you heard all the promises that I said I'm going to say behind the paywall that I forgot, but I'll probably remember them throughout the episode. And follow me at Bad Boy Comedy on all platforms. Follow at Bad Comedy Podcast on all platforms. If you're listening to this, you can watch it on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can listen to this on any platform. And shout out to Jepson's Malort. We should do a shot.
All right.
I'll
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do a shot of a Celsius Malort.
For a second, I thought that you were going to do a shot.
Actually jump off the wagon from Malort.
I was like, oh, my God, you're not getting a cake this year.
All right, folks, cheers to Malort.
And ruining cheers my Sunday.
To and, yep, to ruining our lives. I think this is a double shot. Wow. Amazing.
Ooh, wow. That's strong.
I got to say that. That might be the best tasting thing I've ever heard.
So refreshing.
You know what?
Chicago staple.
It was so good that I accidentally said that might be the best thing I've ever heard in my life. Because I could hear the taste. It was so good.
Oh, I've never been more happy in my life that I didn't eat anything today.
Oh, yeah. You know, Malort is actually good for hangovers.
Yeah.
It actually
hair of the dog that bit you.
It helps like settle your stomach. Actually, the funny thing about Malort is it's only 35% alcohol. It's not even a full 40% like standard alcohols.
It does taste healthy.
Yeah.
You know what? I like you, Lloyd.
I like you, Lloyd.
This is RFK.
Your monies are no good here, sir.
Malort's all natural. It's RFK Jr. approved, folks. There's no Mambo number 5 in there. Whatever.
I love Malort. I'm RFK. I got a shot of Malort.
What if he started talking regular after a shot of Malort? Oh, wow. That's all I needed.
It sucks that no matter what, even if he had like the best policies of everything and that everyone agreed with,
it's tough
he
to
can't,
listen
he
to.
Couldn't, he can't be a president.
It's tough to listen to.
It's sad for him because of his voice.
You notice something else? I don't know if it's a conspiracy. You can't be bald and be a president.
What?
Look at the pictures.
Yeah, there aren't any.
The Donald's
got some good hair. He's actually the first orange president.
He is definitely a tangerine dream.
He's a him and Elon are both DEI hires. He's orange. Oh. He's orange, and Elon Musk has Asperger's.
Yeah, oof.
So either you're gonna be DEI.
They
gotta cancel themselves.
Woman.
Oh
yeah!
Find out more on the Patreon. Oh,
I know a few DI hires there. Tulsi Gabbard, press secretary Caroline Leavitt, and more on the Patreon, folks. Thanks for listening.